Tell me entrainment. I was fascinated by this idea of entrainment. Can you talk a little bit about that for a moment?
Sure. You've seen a flight of birds in the sky.
Yes.
And suddenly you'll see that all of them will change direction all at the same time. There's no time for the leader to signal to the rest that, you know, we've got to make a left turn or a right turn. they all do it at the same time because all their collective brains are on the same frequency. Or you've seen a school of fish and they move as one swarm, one organism. You take a baby and put it next to its mother's breast. After a while, the baby's heart rate and the mother's heart rate will entrain. They'll have a rhythmic relationship. The breathing will entrain. If you and I are agreeing over certain things and we hook up our brains to an oscilloscope, we'll find the same flow, the same pattern. You won't be able to tell the difference between the brain waves that you have and I have. Or if people are in love, that's the same thing. Or close, intimate, physical relationship, yeah. Entrainment occurs.
When it happens in non-relationship-oriented thing. I remember reading about clocks.
Yes, you can start their pendulum swinging at different times, and after a while, they'll all be swinging to the same rhythm. You have a number of women living together in a convent or a prison. After a while, they all have the same menstrual cycle, the same periods.
Yes, I read about that. It's
so
amazing.
There is a tendency in this universe for information to flow smoothly. And the way it happens is, even though we think, by and large, that we are very unique individuals who have our own thoughts, you know, Nietzsche once said, he said, you live under the presumption that you think, where in fact, most of the time, you are being thought.
So much for us being the creator of our experience.
No, huh? Until you realize that, in fact, you could influence that whole collective consciousness also.
Right.
And that's what the purpose of things like what you and I are doing
exactly.
Here is to influence that collective consciousness so that we change it into a better world, give it more meaning, give it more purpose, and to make happy should be the purpose of life.
And the way to do that is to empower individuals to remember that they are that source. That
and
they're
then
the creator.
Individually, then collectively,
that's right.
They're biologically.
The more that know that know that individually, the more we'll collect.
The world will change.
The way to become invincible
defenseless. Lose your attachment to the defense of your point of view. Then there's nothing to attack. There's a Vedic aphorism. It says, when we are completely established in nonviolence, then all beings around us cease to feel hostility. Because even the signals that you send out change, and it's true. A seer, a rishi in a forest, and the birds will light up and on his knees, and the snakes will coil up around his neck and his legs, and nothing hurts him because nothing around him feels that hostility.
Yeah.
And you know this, I'm sure you're familiar with this whole idea of pheromones.
Yes.
These are hormones,
yes,
that are released,
yes,
as a result of our emotional states.
And they can be smelled, I believe.
Yes. So if you take mice and you give them electrical shocks and you remove them from the room and you bring other mice in, then as soon as they enter the room, they panic because they inhale the hormones of fear.
Yes.
So now...
And human beings do this as well.
Oh, yeah. Every emotional state has its own hormonal milieu, which is not confined to the body, but is released from the body and influences other people. So when you say, I went into this room and the atmosphere was really tense, it's a physiological fact. Or when you say, I went to this holy shrine and I felt peace, love, and compassion, that's a physiological fact. Or when you say, I don't know what it is about this chap, but he certainly gives me the creeps. That is also a physiological fact.
Yes.
Emerson once said, who you are shouts so loudly in my ears, that's I right. cannot hear what you're saying.
Yes.
It's a physiological fact.
Well, in both our businesses, I'm sure you can experience it walking into a facility.
Yes.
You know, and our goal, at least my goal in going in a facility, I walked in yesterday right around the corner from here, and we had 2,900 people. It was a really interesting state. But my goal is to be able to walk in a room and as an individual,
change it
for 2,900 people in
Wonderful.
A moment. And
yes.
that and then once I've done that, to show them that not only did I do this, but that they allowed me to do this,
yes,
and that they can now do this themselves,
yes,
at any time in any environment,
right,
that it is not the environment, but it is you,
yeah,
who creates the experience,
yes,
and that you can shape the environment. It goes beyond just shaping your own environment. You can become a source of certainty
because
in an uncertain
the environment
world.
Is your extended body.
Wow. That's
it's your
a powerful,
extended body.
Powerful metaphor.
I call this the environment, the universe. It's not. It's my cosmic body. And this is my personal body.
Wow.
And I have influence over it as much as I have over my body. If I can wiggle my toes at the flicker of an intention, I can do that with my cosmic body too.
And every great spiritual teacher throughout human history has
right.
both professed this and demonstrated to those who had enough faith to be able to perceive and experience. Tell me something. I've taken you for much more time, and I'm going to miss my plane, but I want to make sure before we wrap up here that I give people a way to reach you and get some aspects of some of your newest products. So those who'd like to order your tapes or your books can reach you, I believe, at 1-800-858-1808. Is that correct?
Yes, that's right.
So once again, 1-800-858-1808. You have a product called The Higher Self, The Magic of Inner and Outer Fulfillment. Tell me a little bit about what is in that product. What's that about?
It's about how desire is really pure potentiality seeking manifestation. Mm. That inherent in having the desire is the mechanics for its fulfillment.
Yes.
That the desire is in fact the mechanics of creation.
Yes.
And really this series is about accessing that part of yourself where every desire must come true. The universe is a big dream.
Yeah.
And we should participate in it. It's so exciting and so much fun.
Well, desire in Latin's of the Father.
Right.
So, desire, that's interesting. And just finishing up, I have a couple questions for you. What's the purpose of life?
The purpose
I like asking these simple questions.
The purpose of life is the expansion of happiness.
Oh, I like that.
And that's a quote, by the way, from Maharishi.
Ah,
if you ask me what is the purpose of my life, it is to do three things. To heal, to make people that I come into contact with happy, and to create peace.
Mm, it's beautiful. Where will we find you 10 years from now?
In the field of all possibilities.
Well, that's a broad enough category. I like that. Oh, that's wonderful. That's wonderful. And if I asked
still you... Still stepping into the unknown in every second of my existence.
That's nice. Well, I hope we'll be doing that together as friends.
I'm sure. I mean, I can, you know, the pheromones are really good.
How do you want to be remembered?
Made a little difference.
That's nice. That's nice. I think the accurate one is a big difference already.
We'll see.
And I think that those who listen to this, hopefully what this will do is begin for them a new level of their journey into the unknown with joy instead of fear.
Thanks, Tony. It was fun having you here.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you too.